Okay, let's go ahead and jump in. Anthony, do you feel comfortable?
We can. Oh, go ahead. I was going to start.
Yes, okay. Please go ahead and begin. Thank you.
So, in terms of recording the guests, given the fact that many of us are via conference call or video, the list that's on the participant, are those the existing participants? Who in the corporate office is around the table, if you can record that or announce that so that we can properly record it?
In the home office, we have Jeremiah David, Cami Kotler, Tracy Bondi, and Farnaz Fleckner.
Okay. And then the remaining participants are actually listed on the Zoom. Is that good enough for the recording of the guests? And
I believe we need to go through and do a roll call. If you want, I can do it. I'll say your names, you say here. Or present. Anthony?
Here.
Ken Diemer?
Here.
Denise Berger?
Here.
Kathy Crecia? Zena Fong? Janina Ramirez?
Here.
Thank you.
You didn't call for the Lawndale.
Oh, my goodness. I apologize, right, Travis. I'm so sorry, Travis. I was going off the wrong. Thank you.
It's
Travis,
okay. Collier. I'm about to glow off, but I said maybe you. I should say something.
No, I apologize. I appreciate that. Thank you.
We see you.
Sorry, Travis.
No, this is okay.
Are we good for now?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order. First, thank you, everyone, for being on the call, including Travis. Thank you for your participation. If we can get a vote to approve the agenda, and just as a reminder, what we did last time is I went through the names of the people who are voting, and if you can say aye, that would be great. This way we'll move it faster. So a move to approve the agenda. Do I have a move?
I motion to approve the agenda.
Janina seconds the motion.
Okay. So Denise.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Anthony. Aye.
Ken.
Ken,
aye. Ken. And then.
And Travis.
Travis.
Aye.
Okay. And the agenda is approved. So moving on to presentations from the floor. Do we have any presentations from the floor that are not on the agenda? I take that as a no. Do we have any presentations from the floor that are on the agenda? I take that as a no. So we can move on to number three, study sessions. If Cami, you want to take over?
Sure. So one of our objectives here today is to approve the material revision for Environmental Charter Middle School Inglewood. We've put a lot of giant board packets in front of you over the past couple of months, and the good news about this one is that it's mostly comprised of materials you're already familiar with. This is the Inglewood petition, which renewed last year, which is almost identical to the Gardena petition, which renewed this fall. And then what we've done is we've taken the high school petition, which also recently renewed, and taken components the parts of the high school petition that describe the educational program, and basically integrated them into the Inglewood petition. So it's the Inglewood educational petition, educational program you're already familiar with, married to the high school educational program you're already familiar with, and then with updates in terms of whatever new laws have passed since the Inglewood petition passed, and then also updates based on the feedback we most recently received from the county on the Gardena petition. So they'd had some, we had some conversations, say, about lottery language, that they wanted different in our petition from when we last submitted Inglewood's. So we updated that. They also had some interesting requests around measurable pupil outcomes. They wanted more explicit language around student groups. So those MPOs that were in the Gardena petition that you've already approved basically got moved over and duplicated into the Inglewood revision. Does that describe it?
Absolutely.
Have I left anything important out, team?
Uh-uh.
Oh, and of course, the budgetary information you're familiar with because it was part of the submission to the state for the replication grant. So that would be the only other component that got baked into this revision. Questions or comments?
And this is very much aligned with our conversation about the expansion to include a second high school. So one strategy that we're pursuing at this moment is this material revision of Inglewood to include grades 9 through 12. And potentially, if a site becomes available in another jurisdiction, then we would have to pursue an alternative petitioning process. So we're trying to strategically approach this and make sure that we secure an approval for a petition in the Inglewood area in case we're able to secure space in that area. But if we are unable to, you can expect to see alternative petitions in the coming months that will look very much like this. Any questions or... Anthony, I think we're good.
Okay, so we're moving on to number four, consent items A through G. And any questions, concerns, comments regarding items A through G? So for now, I have a few questions. I'm not sure who... is overseeing the GC bid on regarding the bathroom.
It has been a combination of Allison, Jeremiah, and myself. And so now that Allison is off site for the next 3 weeks, Jeremiah and I are overseeing this, but primarily
okay.
Jeremiah.
Okay, I have a few questions. On that bid, I looked at the other documents. I don't have questions on anything else, but I do have a few questions on that if now is the time to talk.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So it mentions in there the ACM and LBP or asbestos-containing material and lead-based paint that it's not been tested. Do you know how old the building is and or you know the surfaces that may be disturbed? And if it's required to get testing?
So, Anthony, I know the building, it's definitely an older building from before the 1950s, but I don't know the exact requirements for that yet. We can research that.
Yeah, I would suggest that we maybe test it. If you're going to be disturbing, especially if you're tearing out drywall, it's probably best that you get it tested. And if there is any ACM or LVP that's going to be disturbed, you would want to take the proper remediation, you know, steps or the proper protocol for that.
Thank you, Anthony. Oh, did you have, we will definitely, can we consider possibly approving this contract for work with the addition of additional remediation and checking, proper testing and remediation as well. So given the urgency of approving the contract, we could possibly consider something like that because I absolutely agree with you. And we recently did that process for the high school. Thankfully, it came back that there was nothing that required remediation. But we can add that work to it, and you can say pending testing and remediation that the contract for work would be approved.
Okay. And just a few other items. Again, I work in the construction services.
Thank you.
World, so. just curious, it says they're very specific on paint or painting. I just want to make sure that when we do the bathrooms, that any paintable surfaces, whether new or existing, are painted, and they're not just painting the newly installed surfaces. Just a side note to ensure that, you know, they're not going to leave old surfaces unpainted.
Oh, yeah. If you saw the bathroom, you would know that every possible thing needs to be completely taken apart and painted, because it's in horrible, horrible state right now. So, absolutely.
Okay. Number three, real quick, permits required. They're saying that they are not the ones pulling the permits. You're doing plumbing work, additional work. Are permits required, and who are pulling
them? They assessed whether or not we needed to require permits, and because it's really a superficial effort and is not the plumbing work, maybe to change toilets, but it's not significant, or they're not changing the structure of the bathrooms or adding additional stalls or anything like that. They agreed with the entity that rents it to us, Concordia, that we do not need to pull permits for this work at this time.
Okay, and if it's like for like, that makes sense. And then lastly, just a comment. It says down payments are required and progress payments are required, but it doesn't say what those are. So you may want to understand what the down payment and the progress payments are in terms of the amount.
Okay, yeah, and I can pursue that, getting a payment schedule, a timeline.
Yeah, I don't think it affects the decision or the vote, but it's something you at least want to understand.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony.
That's all I got.
Any questions on any other part of this? I'll just talk. Go ahead.
I have a comment. Anthony talked about the permitting, and I understand your response for now, but I think we need to just to make sure that we are in alignment with the city requirements, not with your landlord requirements in regards to that permitting. I think we need to do a little bit more due diligence and understand what our responsibilities are.
Unfortunately, Janina, as Allison has been leading this one, I don't have the details of who she spoke to, but I'm very clear on the fact that she checked all stakeholders to ensure that we do not need to do permitting in this instance. So there was definitely a lot of conversations about the fact that we're clear on permitting, because it is, as Anthony said, like for like. I was just going to say there's one contract that's sizable, but I wanted to just pull it out and tell you about it. It's the Reading Apprenticeship contract. It's for $70,000 of professional development. It's significant, but it's 100% aligned with our singular priority for this year, and it brings all different stakeholders from paras to teachers to administrators and leaders on the same page about our singular literacy across content areas 6 through 12 and the professional development that's required to get us there. So I just wanted to pull that out because I think it's exciting and it's aligned with our singular priority.
And was it in the budget already?
It was in the budget, yes. The budget that was approved, but since it's significantly more than $15,000, it requires further approval.
Yeah. Okay, any other comments, questions, concerns regarding consent items A through G? Okay, so do I have a motion to approve?
Janina will motion to approve the consent item.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it, Denise.
Okay, so we'll go through. Travis?
Aye.
Ken?
Aye.
Janina?
Aye.
Denise?
Aye.
And Anthony, aye. The consent items A through G have been approved. So we'll move on to action items. So I will turn it back over to Cami.
The action item is the approval of the ECMS Inglewood Charter Petition's material revision, which we briefly discussed, and is part of our overall plan to have a high school for our middle schoolers.
Any questions, comments, concerns regarding the charter petition on the material revisions? The overview of the process is attached.
I just have a question about kind of the back, the backstory. What's been the conversation with LACO around this? What can you say intuitively about their receptivity, and what issues do you expect them to raise? That sort of thing.
We had a conversation with them on Friday, discussing this, and they seem very receptive to it. Only challenge at the moment is people being out for the summer, so they are requesting an extension of decision making. So we're going to submit formally today, but it may take them it's likely to take more than the 30 days until the approval process that it normally takes. The biggest question that they have that we also have is our ability to attain a facility that is going to support the existence of this school. And we've got a couple of ideas on the back burner, but we're hoping to be able to find a facility that will house the upper grades, because it's unrealistic to house it at our middle school.
They're always, helpful and very professional. They're very mindful of wanting to treat all of their everybody who submits anything the same. So they're really clear about their processes, and they send instructions, and in conversations they'll basically just help guide you in terms of what their board has been interested in of late in terms of previous submissions and material revisions, and just making sure that we're mindful of all the ins and outs of the process itself. So.
Okay.
I mean, the best news, I think, for us is that ECMS Inglewood is a very effective middle school, and we already have a high school program that's highly effective also. So in terms of the educational benefit to the community, that's pretty evident. And we also have, because of the grant, the replication grant, we have more fiscal resources and time to develop this additional new school than we've ever had before. So we have a track record of opening schools effectively and successfully, and we're in a position where we're opening one with more resources than we've ever had previously. So it's a good position. As always, the unknown and the challenge is facilities.
Mm-hmm. Little bit of urgency, and thus the urgency of scheduling this meeting to submit today, due to the fact that we submitted a proposal to the Walton Family Foundation for $250,000 in startup funding. And in order to qualify for that funding, the petition needs to be formally submitted on July 1st. So in alignment with our plan, we would have probably been ready to do this or some part of this in early August at our formally scheduled meeting, but since there was some urgency for that grant, it seemed appropriate to pull everyone together for this meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other questions, concerns, comments regarding action item A? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the ECMS Inglewood Charter Petition material revision?
I motion to approve.
And that is, who is that?
Denise,
okay. Do I have a second?
Tanina will second the motion to approve.
Okay. Travis?
Aye.
Ken?
Aye.
Janina?
Aye.
Anthony, aye. Action item A has been approved. I'm sorry?
You skipped Denise.
Oh, I said it. Maybe you didn't hear me. Denise?
Aye. Yeah, you said Janina, but I didn't hear Denise.
Oh, yeah, I thought I heard. I thought I said it, and I thought I heard you say aye.
That's okay.
I actually checked your name off. Okay, moving on to action item B, approve revised ECMS Inglewood budget. Fernaz, is there anything you want to say before we open up for questions, comments, or concerns?
So the Inglewood budget, the Inglewood component, which is the lower grade, sorry, I'm still looking for that one, of the secondary school, is really the same as the Inglewood budget that you guys just approved at the recent board meeting. So that portion remains the same. The second portion, which is for the upper grades, is based on the intention to grow year by year. So the first year has 6 teachers and a principal, then you add a counselor and an assistant principal, and it grows over time. So that's why the secondary grades starts out smaller and grows over time. Otherwise, I think it's pretty consistent with other budgets that we've submitted, and I have no additional comments. Anything you'd want to add, Tracy? No. Okay. Any questions?
Okay, so I'll move to get a motion to approve the revised ECMS Inglewood budget.
I will move to approve.
Do I have a second?
Tanina will second the motion to approve.
Okay, Travis?
Aye.
Ken?
Aye.
Janina?
Aye.
Denise?
Aye.
And Anthony, aye. Action item B has been approved to revise the ECMS Inglewood budget. Moving on to the upcoming dates and announcements, Fernaz, if you want to discuss A and B.
So I want you to look at the dates and announcements on the agenda, and I want to use my 2 minutes to do a board member appreciation. First, to appreciate you all for being available so promptly for this urgent meeting. We're so grateful for you all. Thank you. And then another appreciation for Ken Diemer. Ken learned about our singular priority for this year, which is aligned with a book that he had read, 4 Disciplines of Execution. He provided me a copy of 4 Disciplines of Execution. We just had our retreat for senior leadership, and we really read a huge portion of this book with the entire senior leadership team, the cabinet members team, and it really guided a lot of our thinking. So I just want to appreciate the fact that we have such an amazing board who not only holds us accountable, but provides so many resources for our development. So thank you guys, and thank you, Ken, for that
resource. Sure, I'm delighted.
Actually, several of the principals asked for an actual copy of the requested copies of the book. So we're going to be getting copies of the book for all the principals. And I thought it wouldn't go over well. I'll be transparent. You know, taking a business book and applying it to education can sometimes not go as well as one would hope. But it really, mm-hmm. I mean, it was very much the focus on implementation. Very few books do that as well as this book has done, and it was really a great resource, so thank you. Did you guys have anything to add? Was there? Okay. So that's it for me. Looking forward to formally seeing you guys all on August 29th, and before that for some of the committee members.
Good. Oh, wait, 29th, our 29th is I'm not available on the 29th. You can make a note of that.
Yes, Ken, thank you. We will miss you. I think we had enough people who said they would be, but we'll check again as it gets closer and if necessary, move it. But so far it looks okay.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Just a quick question. What was the name of the book again?
Four Disciplines of Execution. And Travis, it's really amazing. It's just the way that it focuses on implementation of plans rather than strategizing. So many books out there focus on how to create a plan. Very few of them focus on accountability structures. So very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to ask the same question. Okay, so last item is to vote on the adjourning of the meeting. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
And that would be?
Denise.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Ken.
Okay. Ken. I'm assuming that's Ken.
Yes.
Okay. Travis.
Aye.
Ken.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Anthony, aye. We have adjourned the meeting effectively.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
So much. Have a good one.
Have a good Fourth.
Happy summer and Fourth.
Be safe. Yes. Thank you.
Well, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.